Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I described how Greece's debt problems are formidable when compared to that of the U.S. monetary policy from 1944 through 1980. To listen to part one of this commentary, go to my archives posted at 1320wils.com. Now, let's continue. As I explained, excess U.S. government borrowing in the mid-1960s resulted in France and the Netherlands actively redeeming U.S. dollars for gold. That should have, but did not, inhibit continued overspending. Instead, the Johnson administration imposed capital controls, taxed foreign travel by Americans, and subsidized exports. Then the London gold pool, established by governments to suppress the price of gold, collapsed. In 1968, the U.S. government ended the gold backing of Federal Reserve notes and pressured other nations into not redeeming United States notes and silver certificates for gold. At the end of Johnson's presidency, a 10% income surtax was imposed. When West Germany revalued the mark, a temporary stability was achieved. The U.S. government quickly resumed overspending. As 1971 began, the world was flooded with U.S. dollars. By mid-1971, U.S. policymakers faced a dilemma. They could either continue toward hyperinflation, or they could cut back monetary expansion and put the nation into a recession right before the next election. American politicians did neither. Instead, in August 1971, President Nixon temporarily closed the gold exchange window. They also floated the value of the U.S. dollar and imposed wage and price controls. Significant consumer price increases started after the elections. The Bretton Woods Agreement collapsed. The U.S. suffered another recession. The U.S. government still did not cut spending. During President Carter's administration, foreign governments and central banks finally forced the U.S. government to borrow money denominated in West German marks and Swiss francs. This pushed the U.S. government to smaller budget deficits, lower consumer price increases, and rapid economic growth during the Reagan administration. If America, the greatest economic and political power after World War II, with a currency convertible into gold, was unable to practice monetary self-restraint, why should this be expected of the Greek or any other government? That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.